R.E.M. at 94.9 The River with Ken Bass and Deb Corson. What was the album that was on? Was it Automatic, I think, R.E.M.? What the Frequency, Kenneth? Maybe. I can't remember.
Monster.
Monster, that's what it was. It was one word. Chad Dryden of the Record Exchange is in studio with us this morning at 8:41, but he's wearing a different hat.
No, he's wearing a Record Exchange hat.
Oh, that's right, he is.
I am wearing the same hat, but I'm here to talk about something else.
Yeah, okay. Well, and this is something that it's become a tradition here in the Treasure Valley. What year are we at? 11?
11, yeah. This will be the 11th Boise Record Show and Swap this Saturday.
Yes.
Bask Center.
This is a different location,
so please
put this on
your notes. It's at the Basque Center.
That's right.
Basque Cultural Center. We're still downtown.
Our goal every year with this show is to keep it downtown and keep it accessible to everybody. And we're really excited. We've been to the Basque Center for other things, music at Tree Fort and other events. It's a great facility, and we're really excited to be there.
Okay, so one of the things with this tradition of the record show and swap at the Basque Center, you're going to have a full no-host bar, open for guests 21 over for beer, wine, cocktails during the show, and other
stuff like that
going on.
Yeah.
So dealers, you have some new dealers this year.
Mm-hmm. We have dealers from four different states, including Idaho this year, which we're really excited about. And every year we get a few new dealers, and we have some guys coming from Oregon and I believe Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
And what's cool about that is we love seeing these records come in from other states, because each city sort of has its own feel for what collectors are collecting and what they bring to record stores and bring to shows like this. So having an influx of, say, jazz records from Colorado, jazz is one of those things where you're going to see something different typically if somebody is bringing them in from a different state. And that's always really exciting for us. We see a lot of stuff like hip hop and funk and soul and R&B records that come in from other states. So that's really exciting to have not only our collectors and longtime dealers from Boise and here in Idaho be there, but also have this new blood come in from out of state. So
I like the fact that you're actually calling it records instead of, you know, say vinyl, so everybody understands. But we're talking records. Record albums, 45s, probably some 78s or something like that.
Yeah, some guys bring some 78s, and we actually, we tell dealers, we know you probably, and a lot of these dealers will deal with CDs and other formats, but they are only allowed to bring records. We wanted this to be, because this is an outgrowth of the Vinyl Preservation Society, we wanted to keep this in line with our charter, which was vinyl records preservation, celebration, and so We allow stereo equipment and concert posters and some kind of things that we loosely think are related to vinyl, but yeah, we don't want people to bring CDs and stuff like
now,
that.
How many dealers?
This is like how many tons?
Well, this
is heavy lifting, literally.
Oh yeah, it's very heavy lifting, and we have a lot of volunteers in the morning to help dealers load stuff in because it's just intense. Oh, it is, and especially at 6:30 in the morning. I mean, you're carrying heavy boxes of records. To answer your question, Ken, there are we have a total of 30 tables for dealers, and I think this year there's 13-14 individual dealers, and everybody has their own area, and you just shop each individual dealer and kind of go around, and if you need to take a break and go back to the bar and have a beer. Some people will come in the morning, break for lunch, and then come back in the afternoon.
Right.
Because I mean, there's a colossal amount of records. There'll be thousands and thousands of records there.
Oh, yeah. All different types and shapes and sizes and prices and everything. Mm-hmm. Talk about the morning, 9 o'clock, 9 to 10. Something special about that.
Yeah, so 9 to 10 is our sort of our VIP power hour. It's a special admission price. It's $10, and that's sort of the people who want to get the first crack, the first people to see the records.
You mean touch.
Yes. Yeah, there won't be any breaking. This isn't a Chicago White Sox, Comiskey Park disco breaking sort of event. But it's fun because we'll definitely have the hardcore collectors come out that first hour. And yeah, there's the thing about collecting that's fun, and it can also be maddening if you're really into collecting, is like, oh, well, I got to get there first thing because all the good records are going to be gone by the time I get there, which isn't the case because there are so many records. Even if you come 10 minutes before we shut down at 4 o'clock, there's still tons and tons of great records.
So what are some of the price points for people to think about when they're shopping for
all this
used stuff? I mean, how much would you spend?
It goes all over the place, and we tell dealers to think about the kid who's coming in with a $20 bill and he's trying to stretch that as far as he can, but also that collector who's looking for the $300 jazz records that you don't see every day at a record exchange or any other stores.
So really,
in the
there are some that would be $300?
Oh, certainly.
Oh, I had no idea.
Or like even like the, you know, the famed Butcher cover, the Beatles Butcher cover, that one, you know, in good shape will trade for thousands of dollars. So what I think most people that come to the show are looking for affordability.
Well, these are things they're going to really listen to,
exactly.
Not just put in a box and not listen to it.
And that's the joy of it for us. It's seeing those kids that are getting into vinyl for the first time and, you know, having an arm of dollar records come in and they're leaving with that. And it's really fun to see that. But it's also cool to see some of these collectors be like, man, I've been looking for this record for years and that guy from Oregon had it today.
Yeah. So, think about those kids with the $20 bill. Think about the cheaper older guys like me.
That's right. You don't even have a 20. What's your allowance anyway?
You stretch that allowance sometimes, depending on what you find. Something else to mention, speaking of price point, at 10 o'clock, you go from $10 to get in from 9 to 10
down to $5.
$5?
Yeah.
And then every hour or more, you're having raffle drawings?
Yeah, we do raffles on the hour, so we'll have some vinyl. We always do some Vinyl Preservation Society t-shirts and tote bags and stuff like that, so which we'll have for sale. But we'll also raffle a couple of those off throughout the day. So.
You get a ticket when you pay to come in.
Yep, everybody comes in, gets a ticket. Kids 12 and under are free. We want to encourage those kids to come, and it's been cool to see that is the age range has gotten younger for vinyl over the years, which has been really cool. And seeing a 10-year-old buying vinyl for himself, and it's so and that way it's become sort of a family thing for some people, and they come down and everybody comes down and goes home happy.
And it all starts this coming Saturday, right?
Yep, Saturday the 4th.
Okay, Saturday the 4th, 9 o'clock in the morning, $10, 10 o'clock in the morning, $5 at the Basque Center on Grove Street in downtown Boise, the Boise Records Show and Swap. Thanks.